Hi Sam, I'm Mike Walker. I'm the Deputy Divisional Officer for Us Doors South Wales and Western Division based in Bristol.
And Mike, you've actually been anticipating the bus coming down here for a while now, haven't you?
I have. I've been calling it the magic bus. I've been following the tweets and the videos and all the rest of it, watching it working its way down the country, starting off in Scotland, and I've seen my colleagues and other people getting involved in it. So yeah, I have been anticipating it. I've been really looking forward to it actually as well.
And now you've finally seen it, what do you think, and has it lived up to your expectations?
It's amazing. I mean, obviously you look at the videos, you look at the pictures and the tweets and so on and so forth, but you can't actually appreciate it until you come on there. And what I've seen this morning is, obviously, we've got a couple of our reps down talking to the public, we've had young children coming on and having a look round, and I think from a profile raising perspective of Us Door and the work that we do, you can't fault it. And like I say, it's much anticipated, and I'm actually pleased to be sat here after 2 months of watching it, you know, coming down.
Well, yeah. Good stuff. We're really glad you've joined us today. And so what's the message to the people of Bristol here today from the bus?
I think the message from the bus is, obviously, look, we're here. This is what we're about. I mean, Bristol, I think it's probably, I'd say it's probably the third, fourth largest city in the UK. As you can see with this great location that we've got, it's a retail heavy city for sure. Chatting to people this morning, they all know somebody who works in retail. If they don't themselves, it's either the brother, the father, the children, and they're asking questions. And I think what the bus does, because it's so brightly coloured, in your face, in a prime location, people will say, what is it, what is that, you know? And unfortunately we live in times now where you're not just explaining what Us Door is, you're having to explain to some people, particularly the younger generation, what a union is. And I think with what the bus does, and the message we're able to get out with the team on the bus, is this is the union, this is what it is. But it's also a pointer, it's a signposter, the literature, the stuff, the website that we've got, we're able to say to members of the public and members and potential members, go to the website, have a look at the leaflet, get in touch with your local office. So for me, you know, the bus is definitely just part of what we can do, but mainly a massive, massive opportunity to raise a profile. We're not about promoting doom and gloom and, do you know, this is going to happen to you at work, this is going to be an issue, you're going to be in trouble, you need reps and all the rest of it. It's trying to promote the positive element of the union and the relationship that the union can have with their employers. And it's, yeah, there is fringe benefits, and I think again the bus helps make people aware of the nice things that you can get and the benefits that you can get and so on and so forth. But I think as a fundamental message, it's trying to promote the fact that unions are still relevant, probably more so in this day and age. And in a political climate like we're in currently at the moment, I think the need of being in a trade union and having your rights protected at work is going to be even more important going forward. If you want to find out more information for us, I mean, obviously you go onto the website, look for the Bristol office there, email us, contact us. You know, in this part of the world, we have offices in Bristol, in Cardiff, in Plymouth. We have 14 full-time officers on hand there who can answer any of your questions and promote that. And I think, again, as I just said earlier, the bus is a signpost to that. So if anybody came in and said, we had somebody this morning coming in and saying, I work in Just Eat, you know, I work in one of the shops there, you know, I wouldn't mind being a member of the union, my parents are, what can I do? We've given them some leaflets, we've told them about their ability to join online, we've given them the number of our local office, you know, and they've gone away happy because they know they can go and find out more information. So I think the message to people out there at the moment, come and see us, have a chat. You can't beat that face-to-face interaction and contacts, but if you can't make it down and you've heard about it, you've seen the tweets, you've seen the Facebook messages, go online and find out a little bit more of us that way.
Mike, thank you very much.
No problem, anytime.